Consider the potato. In French, pomme de terre, apple of the earth. This fleshy tuber grows underground as a root, tastes sweet like a fruit, and according to federal nutrition guidelines, legally becomes a vegetable upon harvest. Native to the Americas, the potato quickly spread with world exploration. Indeed, the potato conquered the known world as no human army or crazed despot ever could. In the 19th century, noblemen of England formed the Society for the Prevention of Unwholesome Diet to keep the potato at bay. But they could not. The potato was on the march. In an automated world, harvesting of potatoes still requires human hands. Even the most elaborate machine needs workers to sort the dirt from nature's true subterranean gold. Today, the average person on Earth consumes about 73 pounds of potatoes every year, less when I'm on a diet, probably more lately. And where do train cars full of these potatoes come from? Right here in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Here in Park Rapids, the potatoes that make French fries for McDonald's and other fast food restaurants are grown and processed. This so that the English and philosophy majors of the world can ask the deep probing question that vexes all humanity. Do we want fries with that? Yes, we do! Good evening and welcome to the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Armory Square stage in Park Rapids, Minnesota. The Great Northern Radio Show is a production of Northern Community Radio, an independent community station in northern Minnesota. Tonight's show is made possible by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Park Rapids is the gateway to the headwaters of the mighty Mississippi River, where the Minnesota Prairie meets the Great North Woods. It's known for growing and processing potatoes, sure. The high school mascot is the Panthers, sure. So tonight we've prepared a tater-tot black cat attack of music, comedy, and stories. Joining us tonight will be the Great Northern Radio players, including Brandon Chase, CJ Anderson, Sarah Breeze, Britt Amit, and Lauren Nickish on sound effects. You'll see several guests from the Park Rapids area telling stories, sharing life in this land of woods and waters. We've got some great music, too, including some local gals and an up-and-coming group, the Sterling Roots. Nikolai Koivunen is back in the saddle on piano, and our feature act making a splash in the Minneapolis scene, but with ties here to Park Rapids. Here's Tree Party.
There's pleasures and gold, far more things to if your first step is sure and true. There's heartache and sorrow and fire and feuds. If the unsteady step's what you choose. And each morning it feels like hell, and each day it feels like war. We'll take a minute, my friends, your fight ends pretend. We'll take a load off and change your damn shoes, 'cause it'll soon. What the hell is this story? It'll soon be gone. Yes, it'll soon be gone. When there's trouble around you, remember it'll soon be gone. Well, my jammies and I'm feeling fine. Well, I look at my phone, what do we say? And I thought it was Sunday. It'll soon be gone. Yes, it'll soon be gone. When there's trouble around you, remember it'll soon. Wake up in the morning, 10:30. Surprised to see myself in such the state I'm in. Well, I try to tell myself it'll be all right. When all at once it dawns on me, it's Saturday night. It'll soon be gone. Yes, it'll soon be gone. When there's trouble around you, remember it'll soon be gone. When there's trouble around you, remember it'll soon be gone.
Tree party. You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. That's Tree Party. They'll be here with us all night. You can hear our podcast at kaxe.org, rebroadcasts on your local public radio stations. Just like Tree Party was singing, it'll all soon be gone. Only so much life we get out of this world. Something we've been reminded of every fall here in northern Minnesota, where the cold winds blow a little earlier every year, it seems. Not today, though. It's been a warm, beautiful day here in Park Rapids. My name's Aaron Brown. Some friends and I built the Great Northern Radio Show out of some sticks and baling wire. We put it out on the road on a trailer over to the small towns all over the woods and prairies of Minnesota. We've come a long way since our debut on my native Mesabi Iron Range few years ago, but we've got even longer to go because there are so many interesting places off the beaten path for us to visit. And you know, Katy Perry won't visit Park Rapids.
No.
Elton John has yet to play Park Rapids. Truckosaurus won't play Park Rapids. And that's really our criteria. If Truckosaurus says no, the Great Northern Radio Show says yes. And you know, some shows are out there to make a buck selling to huge crowds in some big fancy city. We're in this for the joy of bringing live radio to new audiences and overlooked places. And of course, enjoying the lower standards and inflated sense of success that this will bring. I think you'll find that if you manage expectations properly, you're about to have the greatest experience of your life. Yeah, it's good. Not too much though. Not too much. Just keep it in.
You're not having fun. Just lower the bar.
Yeah, lower the bar. A little bit about Park Rapids. It's the seat of Hubbard County in north central Minnesota, which is where you'll find Itasca State Park and the historic headwaters of the Mississippi River. Like most of the state, Hubbard County was Dakota land before it became Ojibwe land and opened for American settlement just about 2 human lifetimes ago. If you think about it, not that long. Park Rapids was founded on the Fish Hook River. Towns are often named for the body of water where they formed. Fortunately, we are not in Fishhook City this evening. It's Park Rapids. They got the branding right on that one. Today, Park Rapids is a charming city on the edge of the prairie, the precipice of the woods. It could be argued that Park Rapids is an appropriate name in other ways, too. They park in the middle of the street here. Now, it's right 2 rows right in the middle of the main street. What might seem to outsiders like a perpetual traffic jam is, in fact, the preferred method of parking in Park Rapids. There's some history to it. The streets had to be wide enough for logging skids to turn around without taking out horses or carriages on the side of the road. They once had a meeting to determine the future of the downtown, and the public outcry was clear and decisive. Park Rapids parked in the center of the street for the 20th century and would do so for the 21st as well. Itasca State Park is where you'll find many of these iconic pictures you see of children walking across the Mississippi on stones when the river is little more than a stream. The mom or dad says, "Look, name of child, you're crossing the mighty Mississippi." And the kid is thinking, "What's a Mississippi?" Why am I here? Why does Mom have a hard time putting down her phone? What is Facebook, and why is she always putting my face on there? Most Minnesotans possess this photograph of themselves crossing the Mississippi by foot, and if they don't, they at some point washed some foul part of their anatomy in the early streams of the mighty river, which is why you should be very wary of the water at any point south of here. We'll be talking about Itasca State Park with someone who knows it well in just a few minutes. We'll be meeting characters from Park Rapids past and present, enjoying some great music from a couple of bands with roots here in Park Rapids. First among them, though, Tree Party.
To you, I know that you're long and tall, but I ain't seen you run at all. And I want to see what the city did to you. Whoa. Remember the day when you up and left us? You said that you'd be right back, but I have waited years and I've shed my tears. But baby, I'm here for you. So I want to see when I get back home, darling. I wanna see what the city did to you. I know that you're long and tall, but I ain't seen you run at all. And I wanna see what the city did to you. Whoa.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We'd also like to thank Arvid Communication, providing our internet solutions for tonight's live broadcast here at Armory Square in downtown Park Rapids. We're glad to be here. This original armory was built in 1922, and it's gone through many different incarnations to bring us to today. And we're joined now by a Park Rapids author and performer. His book, The Best of Itasca, A Guide to Minnesota's Oldest State Park, just came out this year. He's got a copy right there. Welcome to our stage, Dean Johnson.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So you know a lot about Itasca State Park. You spent some time there, and you're going to be spending more time there. So describe the experience people have when they visit this iconic park.
Well, you're right on, Aaron, about most people's experience, because they go right to the headwaters and walk across the rocks. Of course, this spring with the high water, there was a lot of splashing across rocks and falling and swimming and getting wet, and the kids love it, of course.
Yeah, and new cell phones for mom and dad when
new
they fall.
New cell phones were probably purchased. Once they do that, then they go driving around and they see the 300-year-old pines, and that's really what brings people back. And a lot of them visit the Brouwer Visitor Center right at the beginning of the park and get a lot of information and you know, really get a good introduction to the park there.
So what drew you here to this area to experience and then write about the headwaters?
Well, Itasca drew us, really. And I'm from Grand Forks originally. My wife is from the prairie. And so the lakes and the trees and the hills all were a real natural wonder for us coming here. I remember walking across the rocks at age 5 and seeing bison that were in the pens there. They had buffalo pens and bears, and they called it the Itasca Zoo back in those days. But since we moved here, we've made a lot of trips to the park to hike and ski. I decided to write the book when I was doing volunteer work on the Dr. Roberts Trail. Went into the gift shop looking for a comprehensive guide, and there were none. So I said, okay, I'll do that. And 120 trips later, yeah, it's there.
And you found some real interesting parts of the park, unexplored kind of unknown parts.
There are a lot of unknown parts. There's the Beaver Trail, which even with a guidebook, I've had somebody say, I couldn't find that thing. That's way up in the northeast corner. And some of the other trails are really good. Some of the history of the park is really interesting, and that's what I spent a lot of late nights researching. The Jacob Brouwer Visitor Center is named for the founder of the park. You know, in 1891, when the park was approved by the legislature, it passed by one vote. The Mary Gibbs Center is another name that you'll see up there, and she was the interim commissioner in 1904. She was only 23 years old. And she had a nearly violent confrontation with some loggers then that were raising the lake above the level. One of them threatened to shoot her hand off when she tried to raise the gates. So the park has a rich history and wild characters all over the place.
Wow. Yeah. And Park Rapids is the town that's known as the Gateway, and you've worked in this area for a while. What is the deal with Park Rapids? What makes it attractive to you?
Well, besides being close to Itasca, in recent years the town has really been revitalized. The downtown is beautiful. We have this place, of course. And with all the biking that's around, today was a Headwaters 100. I don't know how many people were in town, but there must have been hundreds.
I saw a lot of spandex and a lot of things I can't unsee today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. Yes. It's kind of like the washing in the river.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But, well, you have to deal with that when you're here.
And you're headed back up to Itasca presently here, right after we talk.
Yeah, I'm pretty well set up for river rafting, as you can see. And they have a candlelight walk, and theme tonight is Mississippi River. They have several stations along the way, and Dick Max and I are going to be singing songs about the Mississippi from a river raft somewhere south of St. Louis.
All right.
And so I'm heading up there directly.
Okay, well, that's Dean Johnson. He's author of The Best of Itasca, A Guide to Minnesota's Oldest State Park. So thanks a lot, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
We're very excited to welcome to our stage another band with some local roots and a sound that comes straight from the heart of Minnesota. Here's The Sterling Roots.
Singing a song about the good times of how things used to be.
the Sterling Roots. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm sorry about this, folks, but we've got to pay the bills somehow. We pause now for this commercial break.
Politician Horatio Callahan says his family's tater tot hot dish recipe is a Minnesota classic.
Our hot dish came straight from my grandmother's cookbook.
But Callahan's grandmother wasn't from Minnesota. She came from the other side of the border. Mary Callahan was born in Eastern Ontario. She spent her childhood dishing up poutine and collecting specialized medicine from doctors who were very, very polite. Her potatoes didn't even come from Park Rapids.
Actually, Canada has a vibrant potato industry. You can find out more at the Canadian Potato Museum on Prince Edward Island.
That's right. Offshore Canadian potatoes.
I'm Catalina Jenkins, and I approved this message because Canadian potato fraudster Callahan wants to get on the gravy train to Washington. But I'm going to send him to the deep fryer. Vote me for Congress.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. From paper clips to ships, Minnesota's iron mines help produce the things we use every day. More at taconite.org. We're broadcasting live from Armory Square, Park Rapids, Minnesota. We like to bring in storytellers from the places we visit. Tonight, we're very excited to welcome to our stage a local writer and storyteller that some of you may know. Here's Jerry Mavison. And Jerry's from a town that always gets people to giggle a little bit. You're from Nimrod.
I'm a Nimrod guy, right? It took me several years before I was able to just say that, like I just said it, Aaron. It's not easy to say. But Nimrod has a Velcro quality about it. Once you've heard it, you'll never forget it. My story tonight is chocolate-covered cherries. Around this time of year, we resurrect memories of childhood, sugarcoat them, and pass them on as family lore. Such a memory is mine, my 9-year-old birthday in 1941. Life was meager in rural Minnesota. We fed and milked cows morning and night, walked 1 mile to school, toted water, hand pump from the well by the barn, and lugged wood for the kitchen stove. 6 kids slept upstairs in an undivided, uninsulated bedroom. We were on relief, and the Chevy was on blocks for the winter. It was, as they say, the good old days. Those were the days before television, before computers, before microwave ovens and tubeless tires. We had recently witnessed the arrival of electricity on the farm. But life was good. I had 3 older sisters and 3 younger brothers. The youngest, Frank, still slept between mother and dad in the downstairs bedroom. On my birthday, the mailman delivered a brown paper package addressed to me from Aunt Minnie. When supper was finished and the dishes washed, oldest sister Dolores carried the candled birthday cake into the living room where the family gathered to listen to Lux Radio Theater. Cherry red patches glowed on the wood stove. Mittens lay underneath, drying stiff as boards. Diapers hung from clotheslines nailed to the walls, their moisture coating the windows with hoarfrost. It was time to open gifts. Not thinking, I opened Aunt Minnie's package surrounded by my family. They waited like timber wolves encircling a stranded fawn, yellow eyes leering, white fangs gleaming, pink tongues salivating. A box of chocolate-covered cherries. I tore through the cellophane and stared at a picture of dark chocolate balls with creamy vanilla filling around a succulent red cherry. I wanted this moment to last forever. Aren't you going to pass them around? Mother asked. I opened the box and counted the cherries. 8. I counted my family circle. 8. Should I be generous and show some early Christmas spirit? Or should I be assertive and acknowledge that this gift was mine on my special day? I looked around the room, spotted a weak spot between Jim and baby Frank, and did an end run up the stairs. I made the mistake, maybe 30 years later, of relating the story to my sons. They found it hilarious, if not incredible. No television, you've got to be kidding. But they picked up on the chocolate-covered cherries. For Christmas that year, I got another box of, guess what, chocolate-covered cherries. By 39, however, I had lost my taste for Brock's chocolate, sweet vanilla filling, and maraschino cherries, which they well knew. But it was a clever gift. So clever, in fact, that I saved the box unopened and gave it back to them the next Christmas. We rotated the cherries year after year, spending hours and big bucks on clever packaging disguises. I expect to get a box again this year, probably hidden in the glove compartment of my real Christmas gift, a Lexus LS 430.
Jerry Mavison. He'll be back out later in the show. Welcome back to Sterling Roots.
Come on down to the beach, my darling. Come down to the beach with me. There's a big old honeycomb at the very top of that tree. So come on and grab your rocks and pick up your big sticks too. There's a big old nest filled with honey just waiting for me and you. And don't be scared of the little old bees, it's just a little sting. I'll tell you, baby, if you give me that honey, I'll give you a diamond ring. I'll give you a diamond ring. 'Cause I need the honey to fill my tummy, I need it day and night. But I can't get into that nest without the bees putting up a fight. So be my baby, be my darling, throw rocks at the nest for me. 'Cause I can't stand getting stung once more by an ornery old honeybee. Ornery old honeybee.
Sterling Roots. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota, celebrating 130 years of iron mining in Minnesota. Find out about the history and impact of iron mining at taconite.org. We are live in Park Rapids, Minnesota. As I mentioned, this Armory Square facility was the armory that was originally built in 1922, right in the middle of Prohibition.
And much has been written about the notorious Prohibition-era gangster Al Capone, whose bootlegging empire became national folklore, but we know very little about Capone's summer getaway home near Park Rapids. Therefore, we've taken significant historical liberties with the following sketch, featuring the big guy himself, his beautiful and doting wife, and a mysterious local potato farmer looking to hash out a deal.
Ain't this the life, huh, May? Sitting on a dock, smoking a big fat cigar outside of our beautiful Park Rapids bungalow suite.
That'd be nicer if we had electricity.
Hey, I got a guy on that right now. Jeez, give me a break. It's these trees, always knocking down the lines. Jimmy Fatso's gonna pay a little visit to a pine tree, been causing us some trouble tomorrow. Let's just say no one saw anything.
Just like home, it sure feels good to get away from the business, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I'm a little worried about how little Frankie is handling things. He's so dumb he thinks 40 proof is when somebody shows you their driver's license and they're 40.
Now, don't be fussing. You said this was gonna be a genuine getaway vacation. We came here to relax, no guns, no gangsters. We're only swimming with the fishes, not sleeping with them.
Okay, May, okay. Hey, look out there. Someone's coming up in a boat.
Hey, they told me about that guy at the store. They say he's a character. He's a potato farmer.
Oh, hello there. You folks look new around here. Thought I'd bring you a housewarming gift. Are you two bibulous?
I'm afraid I don't know the meaning of that word.
You know, are you folks booticians? Oniophiles? Giggly water sippers? Those that speak easy?
Hey, there, how dare you talk to me like that?
May, let the man talk. I got the feeling he knows more than he's letting on.
I got a business proposition for you. I run the potato farm on the outside of town, see? And we got red potatoes, brown potatoes, russets, fingerlings, purple majesty potatoes. We can cook them, bake them, boil them, fry them, mash them. We can slop them in soup, dice them into chips that the Lutheran ladies feed to the breadlines on Tuesday evenings. If you want potatoes, I'm your guy.
And why would we need potatoes?
Al don't even like potatoes. They give him gas.
Me?
Now, you folks are new here, and you're going to need to check out the headwaters of the Mississippi and walk across it. It stretches all the way down to Louisiana, if you want it to. But nobody pays much attention to that up here. Let's say maybe you want to float something down it. Maybe some potatoes. Let's say maybe you want to, you know, bring them to Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, and you could pick them up there and use them to make hooch.
Now, I don't know anything about the make or distribution of bootlegged or illegal substances. But good booze don't come from spuds, except for that stuff them Reds in Moscow drink. Americans drink whiskey so they can smell exactly like their liver on the outside.
See, that's where I come in. I got me a recipe for all-American potato whiskey.
May, why don't you take a look?
This is a very specific method for distillation. It's got to be copper and loop around 6 times in a very narrow range of temperature. It seems like it could work. Not that I know anything about that.
I can provide you with millions of potatoes, Mr. C, and I get them to Minneapolis with no one the wiser. I'm assuming you could take the rest from there. You could have the whole operation up and running by Valentine's Day. What?
Well, we don't usually mention that holiday after last year.
Worst date ever.
Anyway, how about it?
I guess it's not the worst idea I ever.
Hey, you look kind of familiar.
Well, that's impossible. We just met.
Nah. May never forgets a face.
He's that guy, the one from the newspapers.
Well, I'm just going to jump in my boat, back in my boat here.
Hey, he's the one they call the untouchable.
Elliot Ness? Well, this is a new low for you.
We're used to entrapment, but not on our vacation. It's just rude.
Well, gosh darn it, I thought I had you. Sure. Potatoes nest? Really? Potatoes? Ha! I don't know what you thought you could pull on me. I've got eyes in the back of my head.
Funny, funny joke.
Oh, that's good. You'll never fry us, Mr. Nass.
Nick is coming, oh my gosh.
Your persistence isn't very appealing.
He's got a million of them.
All right. I know when I've been beat, but we'll get you, Al. One way or another, we'll get you.
That Mr. Ness, it's funny how hard he tries.
Sure is. Hey, Al, I was looking through the mail the other day, and we got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service, see? Did you forget to pay our taxes?
Jeez, May, I'm on vacation. Give me a break. I'll get to it.
The Great Northern Radio Players. Welcome back. Tree Party.
Bound chicka wheat to bound bound. Bound chicka wheat to bound bound. Bound chicka wheat to bound chicka wheat to bound chicka wheat to bound bound.
He said to make things work, you gotta wind him up first. Grab his arm and you twist around. Ask once, ask twice. If not the sun, then you're on the ground. Call me a softie, but that guy was real big. He looked like he could toss me. So I said, hey, boys, how about another round? They drank
one beer, two beer, three beer, four beer, five beer, six beer, seven beer, eight beer.
I was on the run. Oh, alcohol, so many times. You'd only bring me strife, but this time, alcohol, you saved my life.
Bound, chicka, wheat, bound, bound. Bound, chicka, wheat, bound, bound. Bound, chicka, wheat, bound, chicka, wheat, bound, chicka, wheat, bound, bound.
From the first time that I met, I loved you. Didn't really know what to do about you. You made me feel so good, but done me wrong. I tried to run away, you grabbed my arm. I stayed, and when you kissed my lips, now I was saved.
Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound bound.
Yep, I met her in western South Dakota. All the way to Minnesota, trying to get away from her man.
Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound bound.
That autumn,
yeah.
No one would have thought I might see her on his arm and feel so small. One night alone at the bar, she stood some liquid courage, said I could. I kissed her, then I kissed somebody's hood. He had me by the back of the neck. He said to make things work, you gotta wind him up first. Grab his arm and you twist it round. Ask once, ask twice. If not, some, then you're on the ground. Well, now call me a softie. A guy who's real big, you look like he could toss me. So I said, hey, boys, how about that other round? They drank one beer.
Two beer, three beer, four beer, five beer, six beer, seven beer, eight beer.
I was on the run. Oh, alcohol so many times. You only bring me strife, but this time alcohol, you saved my life.
Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound bound. Bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound chicka wheat bound.
Tree Party. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Now this.
Catalina Jenkins is running for Congress, saying she'll protect the environment.
I love the outdoors. I go camping all the time.
But why does she want better facilities? Here's a picture of her camping with her family at a campsite with no outhouse. What does that mean?
It was a little rustic. We had to make do.
Make do or make doo-doo? On this side of the Laurentian Divide, that means one thing. Catalina Jenkins polluted the Mississippi River, and when you pollute the Mississippi River, you pollute America.
I'm Horatio Callahan, and I approve this message because I want to get business done in Washington, not in the river. Vote me for Congress.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. We are broadcasting live at the Armory Square Theater in beautiful downtown Park Rapids, Minnesota. It's another example of a place reinventing itself for new purpose. The arts and business communities of Park Rapids have worked alongside each other to craft a rather exciting hub of culture and commerce, and we've really been enjoying our time here in Park Rapids. There's a lot going on here, and it's a really exciting place. I'm joined now by a Park Rapids businessman and artist whose family goes way back in this area. Here's Bernie Cunningham. Now, Bernie, we were talking, your grandfather knew a little something about the gangsters who would vacation up here, people like Al Capone.
The gangsters my grandfather knew was John Doe. He was on a place near Six Crowing he called a hideout, in which he was trying to farm. Albert, my grandfather, said John was a nice guy, didn't seem to bring his past business to the area, and wasn't much of a farmer. Later, John gave up on his cattle and purchased his dairy products from Albert.
Yeah, that means he made some cheeseburgers and bought some milk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit. Your family has a long history here in Park Rapids, so just tell me a little bit about it.
My great-great-great-grandparents in the mid-1800s were potato farmers south of Park Rapids on the Strait River. There now sits a cemetery, which they donated to the Catholic Church and also donated land to build the church. But the community didn't want a church so far out from Park Rapids, so the church was built in Park Rapids. Due to the limited irrigation of the time, the farm wasn't self-sufficient, so my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, worked as a carpenter, and there was always work in the logging companies, where he built buildings for the logging camps.
And then your family really took a turn into logging, and were logging for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the most surprising thing about Park Rapids?
That I met my best friend, also my wife, my business partner, here in Park Rapids.
Oh, he's earning some points. That's good. And you're the... Now, you were telling me that your family was such a logging family, but you got taken out to the woods as a young man, and it didn't take...
Yes, as soon as I was big enough to go out in the woods and help haul pulp, we'd haul pulp into a trailer, which we pulled through the woods with a tractor. And that's when I realized I wanted to be a cabinet maker, because it was a lot lighter at that end of the stick, and there was no deer flies.
Yeah, and now he and his wife, Robin, own and operate Smoky Hills Art Gallery in downtown Park Rapids. Thanks for being a part of our show, Bernie. Really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot. One more time, here's Tree Party.
All my stones are made of sand. Try not to end up where you plan. My path is paved with what can be. Take my advice and never take advice from me. Miles ahead and miles behind, I lose as much as I can find. I'm blinded every time I see. Take my advice and never take advice from me. I travel like to be prepared. Don't be afraid of myself to never please. where you plant. My path is paved with what can be. Take my advice and never take advice from me. There's miles ahead and miles behind. I lose as much as I can find. I'm blinded every time I see. To be prepared, don't be afraid of getting scared. I beg myself to never please take my advice and never take advice from me.
Tree Party. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're in Park Rapids. And one more time, now this.
Horatio Callahan is running for Congress, but do people really know who he is?
What? Is that some kind of ointment?
Wasn't he the first governor of the Northwest Territory?
I think that's like my cousin's girlfriend's dad or something.
To most voters, Horatio Callahan is a dangerous mystery, but not Catalina Jenkins.
Catalina Jenkins? Isn't that the woman's face on the side of your truck?
Yes, it is.
I'm Catalina Jenkins, and I approved this message because voters are really, really excited about my campaign. Vote me for Congress.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Not far from Park Rapids lies the little town of Dorset, Minnesota, the town of 22 residents, probably better known for restaurants and tourism than anything else. And each year they hold an election for mayor in which people can pay a dollar to vote anyone, absolutely anyone, to be mayor of the town's non-existent government. 3 years ago, this led to one of the biggest news stories to ever come out of Dorset, the election of the 4-year-old Bobby Tufts as mayor of the town. Bobby was on to something because he quickly became one of the most popular public figures in the country, re-elected the next year before he stepped down to focus on his family just before this past summer. With the election coming up this fall, politicians of all stripes are experiencing horribly low approval ratings. With their jobs on the line and no one liking them, many wonder how they can bottle up the popularity of the kid mayor from Dorset, which leads to this offering from the Great Northern Radio Players.
Check, check,
okay,
check.
Okay, 2 minutes to air. This debate goes live in 2 minutes, people.
Hello, Jenkins. You're looking lovely as always.
Can it, Callahan? We've been running against each other too long for pleasantries.
I was lying anyway. Hey, we have been at this a while. Didn't it all start 30 years ago in that dog catcher election?
Yes, that was the year when, on election day, I woke up to a flaming bag of dog.
That's right. The news crew sure had a field day. Pretty sure I won that one.
Until 4 years later when we were running for mayor.
What town was that again?
Something with water in the name. Park River, Park Falls, Park...
More like Chump City.
Meh, something like that. The point is, I won.
And then county commissioner.
The state house.
State senate.
Now we're running for Congress. And you're not going to win this one. I've got a plan.
Hey, Jenkins, your approval rating is 11. That plan better be good.
Your approval rating is 9, Callahan. No, we're so unpopular, it's a wonder there aren't riots in the street. I've been doing some research, and the only politician that anyone has liked for the last 10 years was that four-year-old mayor in Dorset.
Oh, yeah, the kid with the sassy one-liners and top hat.
You got it. Watch yourself, Callahan. I may have traded for that kid's playbook for some Legos and a pack of juice boxes.
Good evening, and welcome to our special coverage of the 2014 race for Congress. We are joined by the two candidates for this office, Catalina Jenkins and Horatio Callahan. We begin with opening statements. Mr. Callahan, you have the floor.
Thank you, Ellen.
That's Angela.
Whatever, lady. Thanks. My friends, the choice in this election is clear. Do you want to be represented by someone like you? Or someone who would hide drug money inside live petting zoo animals across the Midwest? Who would vote to replace all burger restaurants with kale dispensaries? Who would wear white after Labor Day? And who once was seen in the same room as President Obama? The answer is simple. I'm like you. Jenkins is like a hefty bag full of thumbtacks.
All right, all right. Now, Miss Jenkins. Thanks.
I sure want to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, she's so cute. Yeah, let's vote for her. Yeah, that sounds good.
I was riding my big wheel the other day, and I saw something so scary. I saw people arguing and fighting in the street. They were so mad. Everyone was yelling about something called Palato ticks. But I had to get to school, so I said, stop. All this yelling makes people sad. Let's make people happy. So I picked some flowers and I gave them to the angry people, and they said I should be in Congress. So here I am.
What an excellent idea. Truly beautiful. She's the one. Pick her. Yes. Oh, she's got my heart.
That's wonderful, Miss Jenkins.
Call me Cat. Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat. Sure, I can do that. Now to our first question. Kitty Cat, this is for you. What would you do about the situation in the Middle East?
People in the Middle East need hugs. Lots of them. I'd hug them.
That's a cozy thought. Thank you. Now to you, Mr. Callahan. Same question.
You're going to let this go? You're going to let her pretend to be a child in a debate? Seriously, hugs? Hugs are stupid. Hugs won't solve anything.
Boo! Mean mister! You're mean. Hugs are the best. Who likes hugs?
Oh, I could go for a hug. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's an excellent idea. Hi. She's got her head in her
You're shoulder. A grown woman. I've seen you light a cigarette with a gun. Nobody's gonna believe this.
Mr. Hanky Pan.
Callahan.
Dropped you as a baby. All I want to do is go to Congress and tell everyone to stop being so mean. What's wrong with that?
You got a good idea there. Very good.
How are you going to balance the budget?
Sharing
is stupid.
Who likes sharing?
Everyone likes to share. Sharing's great.
This is insane. We're running for Congress.
And I'm winning. Yay.
What a progressive thinker, honestly.
The big government, I'm a little boy. And I like cowboys and riding my bike to grandma's house to eat apple pie.
Mr. Jenkins, that is very inappropriate, very rude to make fun of Kitty Cat that way.
Out of line. He's out of line. That was too far.
Mr. Meanie Pants.
Okay. So like I'm a sullen teenager, dude, and government is totally whack. Put me in Congress, and I'll put some graffiti on it.
Ooh. Terrible, terrible idea. No one likes that. That's inappropriate.
Who likes ice cream?
Yeah. Oh, I could go for some of it.
Kitty cat for Congress. Kitty cat for Congress.
Oh, isn't she just darling? What a darling little girl.
Thank you, thank you. That concludes our debate for the evening. We'd like to thank our organizers, the American Institute for the Advancement of Informed Democracy, the Global Institute for Intelligent Discourse, the League of Educated Voters.
I hate you, Jenkins.
The feeling is mutual. Poopy pants.
This won't work in Washington.
I vote yes.
Yes to America! Who likes America?
Probably will.